Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website and a podcast. What is it like to fall in love after 50? So I'm trying to think of why somebody would want to listen to this. And my guess is either you are thinking about getting divorced and wondering if you are, you know, what's it going to be like when you're dating again? Or you're going through a divorce and you're wondering. Or you are already divorced and you haven't dated. So I'm going to start off by talking about all the times I've been in love in my life. So let's start with I fell in love for the first time, I think in my early 20s, my first love. Then I fell in love with my husband before I got married. Then I fell in love after divorce in my 40s. And then I fell in love at 49, so right on the brink of 50. And what I want to say, and the point I'm trying to make, is that all of the times I fell in love were very similar, yet very different in many ways. So I think falling in love is very similar, where your heart just hurts in such a good way when you're in love, and you know, there's infatuation and there's physical attraction and the person can't do anything wrong. And it's just the best feeling in the world. You just can't even believe you got that lucky. But how they're different is there's a maturity that continues to progress the older you get. And I know there's a lot of disadvantages to getting older, but there's so many advantages. And that's what I want to talk about today. I think falling in love after 50 is the best kind of love. And I'm can't even say enough about what you have to look forward to if you're listening to this and thinking, I'm never going to fall in love. Who's going to want me? You know, just stop. Because I'm telling you, love after 50, the best is yet to come. So first, I want to say that I get a ton of emails from people who are going through a divorce, and they're saying, you know, I'm going through a divorce and I'm devastated and I don't want to be alone and this is horrible and I feel so lonely and no one's going to want me and I don't see myself dating. And then, I'm not kidding you, I get the same person emailing me 6 to 12 months later saying, do you remember me? I emailed you when I was going through my divorce and now I've fallen madly in love. I'm telling you, it happens so much. And that's only the people that email me. I mean, you don't even know about all the people that don't even let me know. I swear I could write a book, which I am, by the way. And it's very predictable. And so what I want to tell you is that that is probably going to happen to you if you want it. And I'll tell you my story about falling in love on the brink of 50. So 50, I think, sounds really, really old to someone who's in their 20s and their 30s. At least when I was young, that felt very old to me. But I think when you fall in love in your 50s, you feel just as young as you did when you fall in love at 16 or in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s or whatever. And maybe even in your 60s and 70s. I mean, I can't speak to that, but I can imagine it's probably the same. And it just feels great. It feels giddy. It feels heart-stopping. That does not change when you fall in love after 50. So here's what happened to me. So I dated someone in my 40s for several years. And I do believe I was in love, but it just didn't feel right as far as I always knew it wasn't going to work out. I just in my gut, in the back of my mind, and I kept trying to convince myself, well, there's nothing really wrong. And I stayed in it for much longer than I should have. And when I finally realized that I had to be at peace with being alone and saying you can't be in this relationship if it's not right. And I basically decided it's better to be alone than be in this relationship that really wasn't working anymore, that I knew didn't have a good future. So I broke up and I was thinking to myself, well, this is going to be great. You know, I have this Divorce Girl Smiling blog and I'm going to write about all these dates and I'm going to share stories and it's the best material I could ask for. But what ended up happening was I had a friend who I knew from my community for a long, long time. He was my son's baseball coach in second grade. And at the time, he was married, and I assumed happily married and didn't think anything of it. But I always found him delightful, and he was very handsome. And I look back and think I really loved him from the start, but I wasn't trying to break up his marriage. I assumed he was completely happily married. And then I ran into him at my gym, and for about 3 years, I would go to the gym and we would work out together as friends. And I still assumed that he was happily married and we would just catch up. And he was just delightful. And we became friends, gym friends, you know, the people you see at the gym all the time that you're have this mutual respect for each other, that you're there trying to improve your physical health. And we talked, and never once did the subject of his divorce come up, because I think that he was trying to work on his marriage and save it. And so I had no idea. So he was my platonic friend. And then he started giving me relationship advice about the guy that I was in the relationship with that I wasn't sure about. So right around when I was turning 50, one day I told him that I ended this relationship. And he said, wow, well, you know, I have something to tell you. I'm going through a divorce. And it was the biggest shock. I could not believe it. So that's our story. We decided to go out for dinner, and literally we went to dinner, and that night I came home and really almost started crying because I couldn't believe it was my first date after this breakup, and I knew I was in love. And it's been over six years, and I still feel the exact same way. So that is my story, and I want to talk about the fact that I pretty much was at peace and resigned myself to the fact that I'm okay if I never find love again. I was at peace with it. I had a romantic wedding. I had a good marriage for a while. I had two beautiful kids, and I thought, well, maybe this is all that's meant to happen for me. Had no idea that my gym friend was going to become the love of my life. So what I want to get into now are the benefits of falling in love after 50, okay? Before I do that, I want to mention two Divorced Girl Smiling partners that I think will help you while you're going through your divorce and after. The first one is the law firm of Katz & Stefani. I've known Dan Stefani for 20 years, and I've known many of the attorneys at the firm for several years. They are a class act. They are professional, they're smart, they're well-respected, and each of the attorneys have different niches. So I would recommend talking to Dan and finding out who he at his firm might work for your divorce. So Katz & Stefani, can't say enough about them, how great they are. The second Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is Vestor Capital, a financial planning firm and investment wealth management investment firm. I've known Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins. They're partners, business partners. They have my personal account. I've known them for at least 5 or 6 years. I've recommended several people to them. They are the best, both performance-wise and service-wise. I cannot say enough. And what they will do, they have a specialty in helping people who are going through a divorce What Pete and Elaine do is they sit down with you, talk about your financial picture, and come up with a plan. So can't say enough about them. Okay, moving on to why falling in love in your 50s is truly wonderful. Okay, I'm going to tell you, let's see, 7 reasons why. And this will maybe inspire you and motivate you to get back out there and give it a try. The first one is people over 50 have learned from our mistakes and are putting our best selves forward. Now think about that. Why do you think I'm so blissfully happy with my gym guy? Why? Because I'm a better partner. I was not the best wife always. And I truly believe that I'm a better partner. I'm a better person in many, many ways. And guess what? So is he. I mean, he has told me you're getting the best of me because he spent time in therapy. He worked on himself. And so we really are better for each other because we both have learned from our mistakes. So that's the first thing. Second reason why falling in love over 50 is awesome is that people that are older don't have these unrealistic expectations. We don't get easily disappointed. It's like you kind of have nothing to lose. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're dating someone after divorce and you have this great date planned. You're going to go out for a romantic dinner. And all of a sudden, the guy has to cancel because his child was crying and upset about something or is not feeling well and he has to deal with his kid on the Saturday night. So you were looking forward to this date and now it's not happening. I think a younger person would get all pissed off, get really disappointed, would maybe have some resentment, say, oh, come on, can't you see your kid tomorrow? No way. I think it's wonderful if somebody cancels for that reason, that they're that loving of a parent to put their child first. And I think divorced people and older people understand that. And I think that's really, truly a benefit of being in love in your 50s. So that's the second thing. Number 3, we are more open-minded and less judgmental. So I remember when I was younger and I would date, I was very closed off. I didn't give a lot of people a lot of chances. I was very judgmental. Looking back, I'm just such a more open-minded person. I don't make a decision in the first 10 seconds of meeting someone. So I think that's a huge plus when you're older. So my advice to people who are dating after divorce in your 50s is just give people more of a chance. Don't walk into the place, see the person, and just say, nope, not going to happen, no way. Talk to him. Get to know him. Look into his eyes. Try to get the best out of him that you can. And you might change your mind in the middle of the date. So that's number 3. Number 4, we aren't looking for our next husband or wife. We just want to be loved and we want to love. And that is a wonderful thing. What is the rush? Do you really want to be married again? Now, if you're sitting here listening going, yes, I do want to be married again, Jackie. That's wonderful. I hope it happens for you. But what I'm saying is, I would love to see people being happy, just being in love and not really worrying about marriage. Marriage happens when it's the right time, when it's the right circumstances. You don't have to be married to be happy. It took me a very long time to learn that lesson. Just enjoy. Do you know how lucky you are if you find love over 50 and how wonderful. Just be thankful for that. So that's number 4. Okay, number 5 of the reasons falling in love in your 50s is awesome is because we are willing to be more vulnerable, therefore making the relationship deeper and more meaningful. Now, I don't want to say that young people don't have meaningful relationships. That's not true. But I think when people get older, I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience, if you can find this attitude of, hey, this is me, you either like me or you don't, that's such a wonderful thing. Because if you feel like you're a good person and you like yourself and the way you present, both physically and emotionally, by the way. So however you want to look, I'm not saying you should go to a date in yoga pants and a ponytail with no makeup. I'm just saying that if you like yourself, you don't have to be this perfectly physically fit person who has perfect skin and Botox and all this crap. Just like yourself and feel good about yourself. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, that's their problem. That's the attitude I want you to have. And that's the attitude that will help you find love. Be yourself, be vulnerable and authentic, and don't be afraid to show the person who you really are. So be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to show the person your authentic self. That's number 5. Okay, moving on to number 6 and 7. But before I do that, I have 2 more people I want to mention who are wonderful Divorce Girl Smiling partners. The first one is, I want to ask you a question. Do you need a mortgage during or after your divorce? If you do, Tammy Wolensack, she's a Divorce Girl Smiling partner. You can find her on my site or at tammywolensack.com. Tammy is a certified divorce lending professional. And what that means is that Tammy has a special certification and training in working with divorced people. So she can answer so many questions. I just love Tammy. She and I have gotten to be such wonderful friends over the last several months. And she's really smart and she's passionate about helping people getting divorced. And by the way, she's divorced herself, so she gets it. The other partner I want to recommend is the law office of Tiffany Hughes. I love Tiffany. Tiffany is amazing. She is smart. She is passionate. She is driven. She's energetic. I would trust Tiffany. I've recommended several people to her, and they all are extremely happy with her. Okay, number 6, we are more self-confident. So I truly believe that when I was young, I used to care so much and really not have belief in myself. And I think that really comes across in relationships. So love yourself, have confidence in yourself, and believe that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of finding someone new. Yeah, maybe you screwed up in your marriage. Maybe you married the wrong person. Whatever your deal is in the past, keep it in the past. You deserve to be loved and find true happiness in a romantic way if that's what you want. And then the last thing I want to mention, number 7, of why falling in love over 50 is so awesome, is that people who are older have gratitude for the relationship. We respect it more, we value it more, and we make it a priority. Okay, now I'm talking about appreciating what you have and not taking it for granted. I'm talking about nurturing the relationship and making sure your partner is heard, making sure your partner feels like he or she is validated and heard by you and appreciated by you and respected by you, and keeping it fresh and saying, you know what, we haven't been out to dinner on a really nice date in 2 weeks. Let's make it fresh. Let's keep it fresh and go and just celebrate the two of us. It doesn't matter that it's no one's birthday. Just go and make it a priority and think to yourself, how is my partner doing? What does he need? What's going to make him happy? And he should be thinking the same thing about you. So in closing, I want to say that I don't want people to think that love under 50 can't be good. I know people who are in their 30s and their 20s who have wonderful relationships. and including me in my younger years. But I want you to be inspired and motivated that being in love and falling in love over 50 is not only possible, but it's the best love you can have. I'm telling you. It's like being over 50, it's like you've taken everything you've learned in your life and you're pouring your best self into your love life. And the person that you're with is doing the same thing. And those are the ingredients that I think make falling in love over 50 truly wonderful. There's self-awareness, there's maturity, there's vulnerability, there's authenticity, and there's appreciation every single day. So if somebody asked me, how do you know if he or she is the one? Here's my answer. When it's right, you bring out the best in each other. You laugh a lot. You're not afraid to be yourself. You'll do anything for the person. So if you're over 50, if you're listening to this, if you've given up on love or you're recently divorced and wondering if you're ever going to find it and you're so hurt and you don't know if you can trust again, couple things. Give it time and believe in two things. Other people, not everyone is like your former spouse. And believe in yourself and love yourself and remember that you deserve to be happy. And I wish that for you. I wish you all the best in love, all the best in your post-divorce life. If you want to learn more or read more articles or see videos or more podcasts or learn about wonderful Divorce Girl Smiling resources, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosoff, and I'll talk to you real soon.